Challenge and priority number four for CSOs in 2022, productivity. What we've seen over the last years is that short-term objectives often outweigh strategic considerations and affecting long-term value creation. Now, top performers will be drawn to industries that value their skills and offer them the greatest opportunity for learning. Now, we need to remember that it's not just another job. If we want to attract top performers, we need to have all the prerequisites ready within our organization, within our team to attract top performers. In order to grow revenue, we need to optimize our sales functions and create a more supportive environment and also encourage managers to set clear goals so we can measure these objectives. We need to provide superior training either in-house or with an external partner to continuously upskill and reskill our salespeople and provide that personal development opportunity for our salespeople. And also, of course, we need to align our sales teams with the company objectives. That is very important, so we are not only acting upon sales-focused KPIs, but also the values of the company, the growth objectives of the company. Where do we want to go? How do we want to present ourselves? How do we want to be seen in the market? All of that needs to come together, not only in marketing, not only in HR, not only in customer service, but now also in sales. That is a tremendous change that we've seen over the past years. You need to deeply inspect and analyze your sales team while also implementing improvements. As we said, reskilling and upskilling where necessary. So you need to analyze what your team has been doing, what has worked, what hasn't worked, and moving forward, what does your team need to meet their targets. Now we've seen that it's absolutely crucial and vital and important to upskill and reskill our sales force. And the data that we've seen is absolutely clear. Sales training has proven to provide a 353% ROI with $20 billion per year spent on sales training. That clearly indicates that quality training will increase productivity and result in revenue growth. In order to increase the productivity of our sales force, we need to remember that the buying behavior has changed significantly. The buyer expects a high level of interaction with their suppliers when they are ready to engage and be involved in the decision-making process. Now, that is a drastic change of what we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years. So we need to implement these expectations into our sales strategy, and we need to equip our sales people in order to facilitate and accommodate these changed buying behaviors. Salespeople must possess the ability to listen, comprehend, anticipate needs, and create solutions accordingly, or in other words, incorporate buyer enablement into their sales approach. Thank you for listening to the Sales Nation podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to honeycombagency.co.uk. If you loved this episode, head over to iTunes or Spotify to subscribe, rate, and leave a 5-star review. It's very much appreciated. Thank you.